We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. We have Grillo and Moriello producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Caserta with another update here in about 27 minutes. We began with an emotional, huge opinion about the latest baseball scandals, and we can say that plural. I know it all centers right back to the Houston Astros. And I can't get over that no players have owned anything, have been held accountable. I know they have immunity. And as I was telling Grillo right before we came back on, I believe one of the players are going to break and come clean. And what I said before the end of last hour, you admit that you did it and you donate your World Series share to a local charity and you get hammered and it ends in a couple of days. What's happening now is this is snowballing and it's not going away. It's not. And then other cheating scandals are coming out. What Jack McDowell said on our CBS Sports Radio affiliate WFNZ in Charlotte, North Carolina, that Tony La Russa had a video system with a flashing light out in the outfield where hitters knew if it was a fastball or off-speed pitch coming. Now we've heard it in hour one that some feel, well, that's been part of the game since it began. Others say it's cheating. Because if it's part of the game since it began, then tell me why A.J. Hinch and Lunau are out of jobs and Alex Cora and Carlos Beltran, if it's part of this game, this pastime, why are they out of jobs then? So moved really fast. Ownership did. The minute they were only suspended for a year by baseball, but ownership removed them. Yet the players are at Astros Fest or Fan Fest or whatever they call it, and life goes on. With an arrogance that we're immune from this because we got a deal of immunity from Rob Manfred, the Major League Baseball commissioner. If any of you can't see the wrong in this, then you're just blinded by your fan loyalty. Or I think some of you don't want the game you grew up with to be dirty. That's why you were so, and maybe still are, on Bonds and Sosa and cheaters and Clemens. And maybe that's why you were so emotional then. And now you know, here comes another round of cheating, and no, this is my game. Yeah, maybe fading away. They want to shorten it. They want to, you know, robot umpires or electronic strike zone. They're putting runners on second and testing new rules in the minor leagues, and you're just a baseball purist, traditionalist, and you don't want it to change, and you're almost in denial that you can't believe your team would do this. Because Altuve and those Astros didn't seem to look like guys who would get a competitive advantage. That's another phrase that's been used a gazillion times this week. Oh, they weren't cheating. They were just getting a competitive advantage. Well, I didn't hear that used in the performance-enhancing era that we still live in with guys getting hammered and banned, you know, based on how many times they're busted. Selective sanctioning. Now, someone sent me a note from San Francisco listening on KMBR. Keep your political opinions. Well, the guy from Louisiana called me Nancy Pelosi. I said, don't call me Nancy Pelosi. And I'm not delivering fake news. It's real. It's not a political opinion. I'm giving you an opinion in San Francisco on KMBR, one of America's great sports radio stations, and they're getting set for the NFC Championship game with Rodgers coming back to Northern California. And the Niners are going to blow them out. They own the Packers in Week 12. They're going to crush them, destroy them. And I like Rodgers, and I like the Packers, and I love their fan base. But the Niners don't have a weakness, and that defense held Green Bay to 198 yards and 1 of 15 on third downs in Week 12. It ain't happening. And that's my tribute phrase to all you English majors out there. And Tennessee will win in Kansas City. If Vrabel and Hammer and Hank Henry can send Belichick and Brady, Harbaugh and Jackson home for the offseason, they will do it to Mahomes and the Chiefs. And then the Niners will slow down Hammer and Hank Henry, and they will be your Super Bowl champions. So we'll talk about Championship Sunday coming up later. I want your huge opinions on this baseball scandal. What's your advice to Rob Manfred? What's your advice to the Astros players who are hiding behind that immunity from the Major League Baseball office? 1-855-212-4CBS. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to Dan in North Carolina. Thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I think they all should all go down. Players, coaches, and everybody. Cheating is cheating. I mean, look at Pete Rose. He's been banned for life. Cheating in baseball, correct?
And he's been held accountable for breaking the sacred rules of the game. And Bonds, you know, they're talking when he gets in one day, which I think he will, or Clemens, that they deserve an asterisk. So you're not going to put an asterisk by everything the Astros hitters did in 2017?
Yeah, they should do the same as what they're doing to Barry Bonds. One cheat, they all should go down.
Amen. Amen, Dan. You're a smart man. Thanks for listening to North Carolina. Let's travel to Cleveland, Ohio. And Justin, tuning in on 92.3 FM, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, you stole a little bit of my thunder, but it's 2020. It's time to embrace the technology, and you said exactly what I was thinking. Give the pitcher an earpiece, give the catcher some way to communicate with them, and just let them communicate with each other. And I mean, I'm sure that'll be hacked eventually as time goes on, but hey, let them do it, and they're the only two that know what's going on, you know?
And the catcher doesn't have to talk to him. He can nod his head on yes or no.
I mean, I'm saying like have like a button to push, like one for fastball.
I agree.
Curveball, and you know, like I said, that the NFL has the pads on the sidelines and the headsets. Those you could hack airwaves, I guess. But hey, you know, then you can't steal signs by visual or by. I mean, there's a million video cameras in every stadium. You can see everything that's going on. We see it at home. I can see the signs watching the TV. So it's there for the taking. So it's not a surprise.
A great idea, Justin, in Cleveland, listening on 92.3 FM. Reggie in Houston, Texas. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Good evening, Mr. Hugh.
How you doing, buddy?
I just want to say I agree. It's just shameful how these gullible fans, so-called fans, are letting these cheaters lie to them at a fan fest. And Altuve and Bregman, all them guys need to be banned from baseball. They got their manager fired. They got their general manager fired. And they're at a fan fest laughing and signing autographs. And Manfred, again, it shouldn't be any immunity. Them guys are guilty of cheating and using the electronic device to steal signs, they should be banned. Pete Rose's been banned from baseball for years. And it's just, as you say, selective sanctioning, and I hope they go on 162, because that's not a baseball team. It's a criminal activity, and it's just not called for. It's no integrity.
Integrity. You know what, Reggie? Reggie, thanks for the call in Houston. You just used a word a caller did before the top of the hour. And what I'm saying that about Altuve, who was what, man of the year with what he did for Houston with J.J. Watt, the integrity and your conscience of knowing what you did, and you look at the numbers home and away in that 2017 World Series. It's like 500, 496 for Altuve and like a, you know, .130 or something on the road. I'll go through some of them later. It's appalling. The integrity. Just come clean right now. We did it as a team. It was wrong. Yes, we have immunity from baseball, but we are coming out today. And they do it in January right now. and it's gone. It's gone by the first game. It's gone in a couple of days. We were wrong to do it. After thinking as a team, we will sit here in our World Series share. The money the team earned, all the hitters earned, will go towards local charities in Houston. End of story. You get a day or two on it, it's over. You own it, you can end it. You don't, you can ruin it. Let's go to Brad in Washington, D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, well, thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my friend.
Okay. Now let's to the sports junkies. That's on 106.7 every morning. They said that Steven Strasburg and the pitchers figured out that they were doing that, so they, every batter that came up, they changed, like, the signal. Next batter that came up, changed it another way. Next batter came up, changed it the other way. That was during the World Series in Houston. See, so they were on to them, so they used it against them. And I believe Steven Strasburg struck out 14 guys. So, in other words, they used that against the Astros to beat them, and they won the World Series.
I think the road team won all the games in the World Series this past year, right?
Sir?
Yeah, I think, and thanks, Brad, listening in D.C. Is that right, Grillo? I think in the Nats-Astros World Series, didn't the road team win all the games?
Yeah, every single road team won all the games.
Right.
It was up 3-2 going into game 6 and 7.
That's interesting what Brad said, that the Nats were onto it and that they switched signs every hitter, so these guys even could be thrown off more if they were getting the drum sound, or did they back off on it, or who knows? Or the buzzer, which, you know, the buzzer conspiracy is out there. You know, Altuve didn't told players, don't, you know, take off my shirt. He's holding it. The having the fan fest in Houston this close to that story is so stupid in my mind. Let's go to Caleb in Virginia. Thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. So I'm a pretty general sports fan, and I'm a newer baseball fan. For any sport, one thing I love is the competitive drive that pushes people to achieve really difficult physical and mental things. And watching them do that in a hyper-competitive environment, especially, you know, in the postseason for just about any sport, is one thing I really love. And so on this integrity theme that only some callers seem to get and you get, I do not understand why in the rare occasions that front offices and commissioners' offices, league offices, they don't take that exquisitely rare opportunity to steward their sport. It's not just the majors. It's the minors. It's the youth leagues. You read Jeff Passan's book about just pitching in, you know, youth leagues and the integrity that is signaled from the top of the sport all the way down to literally little kids playing around the world. It's extremely important. And that they don't take it more seriously to go after players, I'm not saying they're not going after more teams. I'm not sure exactly what investigations are still, you know, ongoing. But that they don't take that seriously and make it look like they're taking it seriously and just be is super aggressive is always very frustrating to me. And the, another thing I was thinking about while I was on hold is, I mean, the unfairness and the injustice and the integrity issue, it seems to me it would even spread to affecting other players. I mean, why don't players object to other players padding their statistics and therefore
I said that earlier.
Unfairly? Oh, okay, I missed it.
No, Caleb, and I'm with you, buddy, and thanks for listening. In Virginia, we got to get to a timeout here that I'm surprised that one of these players, and I think they will, I personally believe they will, with how much heat is out there, what it will be like for Altuve and any Astro who is part of that era when they're on the road in Major League Baseball. I think one player will come clean and cleanse his soul. Again, I don't know the wording You know, they're not, there's no Freedom of Information Act. It's not a publicly held entity, not a public business. So I don't know what's in that immunity deal. But if you go back and think what they could have done this weekend or this past weekend is organized everything for Monday. They sit down with Altuve front and center, A.J. Hinch, the GM. They all announce that, we had a system. It was wrong. We've talked with baseball. It will not happen again. We are going to vacate the World Series. We're going to donate all the money to charities, and we have put our franchise on probation, and all the players that if something else happens, they will be held accountable. Now, remember, baseball kind of slap on the wrist on Cora for the Apple Watch fiasco. And you got Altuve, you do that Monday, you get in front of it, Manfred's there, and you don't hang your manager and GM out to dry in Carlos Beltran. And you talk about integrity and a lesson learned, and you make a massive donation from that World Series share that goes to a local charity in need in the Houston area. Baseball puts them on a 5-year probation. Any more cheating, the players will be removed from the game. There was such a better way to do it, and they didn't do it. I'll take your opinion on what should be done, how baseball should have handled it, and the Astros cheating scandal, Cora Beltran, even the La Russa story. You can join me at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is sponsored by GEICO. Whether you own or rent, GEICO makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy. Moriello Grillo, producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Caserta with an update coming up here in about 5 minutes. Huge opinions on what Major League Baseball should have done to handle the Astros cheating scandal that reached the Red Sox, of course, the Mets with Beltran, but the Mets never cheated because Beltran never managed a game. So what was the right path, and what still is a way for baseball and the Astros to end this? I'm curious. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Jeff in Akron, Ohio, listening on 92.3 out of Cleveland. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Huge, how you doing?
Doing good, Jeff.
All right. Do you know what the Dodgers should do? Is go in there and take that World Series trophy away from them, and all the Houston Astros should be banned for life. This is a bigger scandal than the steroid era. The steroid era was great home runs and everything. It's both cheating, but they did the worst cheating of doing all this. There's still investigations and all this. Am I right or am I right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you get, and thank you, Jeff, and Akron. There's, McDowell, San La Russa back in the 80s had set up an elaborate video cheating system. It's not over. It's only getting worse. Manfred will have to go back to the Major League Baseball Players Association. But again, we don't know what's in that immunity deal. The story broke, in November, right? It got hot. So a couple of months, lawyers were involved to protect the players. Evan in Dallas, listening on 105.3. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, Big E.
Good deal. First off, did that guy out of Louisiana earlier, a couple of breaks ago, did he even have a point, or did he just call you shift, as he said?
You know what happened was, he actually, if you listen to that call, he went completely full circle on agreeing with me.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. Yeah, I mean, completely didn't have a point, and just, as like you said, went right back to agreeing with you and a lot of the rest of us, Second, my thing, you keep alluding, he was alluding to, how how do they still sit there and say these guys are great guys? Now, I'm not saying that they're horrible guys, but we bring up the word integrity. You know, you compare it to the steroid thing. Yeah, the guy still has to be able to swing the bat, hit the ball, eye coordination, so many more things. You know, there's a whole different element playing baseball my whole life when you know exactly what pitch is coming. And the guy to utter out, you know, these are still great guys. Still great guys that are still flat out lying and not coming out and having it, like you said, be done with. Let it be water under the bridge, but instead it's going to long, they're going to draw it out, make it a long deal, and tarnish their reputations more than just being stand-up guys and, like you said, giving back to the community, admitting they're wrong, being what they're supposed to be, which is our leaders in our communities.
Well said, Evan. Thank you for listening in Dallas. And with the Astros getting immunity and only managers being shown the door, and also Luhnow, the Astros GM, future teams who get busted, the Major League Baseball Players Association have Rob Manfred, the MLB commissioner, by the baseballs. Oh, you didn't punish the Astros. Why are you going to punish any other player who stole signs using electronic equipment? Can't do it. No, we'll sue you. And Manfred just showed his weakness. How we're worried about investigations and prolonging it. He just destroyed all his credibility. Joe in Wisconsin, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm a high school baseball coach, and you think about the integrity of the game you've been talking about. Like I sign in pitchers to my catcher. Now we mix signs. I'm on third given signs. And if the other team can pick that off, you know, God bless them. But if they start, like, filming me, or if they got a stat girl out in center field and a cell phone and a garbage can, that's when you're crossing the line. And what happened with the Houston is so egregious that I think, you know, your previous caller talked about a lifetime. And I don't know if that's a bad call necessarily.
Well said, Joe. Good luck to your baseball team in Wisconsin. Hopefully you guys get to see a grass field by May. Let's go to Greg in Virginia before we get to Caserta and an update. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Huge Show. This is a classic, the pot calling the kettle black. The definition of cheating is one team getting an advantage over the other. Okay, baseball is set up because there's no real salary cap. Okay, baseball is set up. Baseball itself, okay, is involved in scandal because there's no clear-cut salary cap. Okay, a handful of teams have a clear advantage over the other teams. Now, okay, maybe there'll be a one-off where Kansas City wins the World Series one time. But the folks in Kansas City or Baltimore or Pittsburgh or Milwaukee, do they have the expectation of seeing their team in the playoff 85, 80, 75, 90% of the time? They don't, because there's no real salary cap, okay? The teams are not playing with the same amount of money. And until that is fixed, it is ridiculous to be talking about these other little minor advantages that one team gets over the other.
Thank you, Greg.
The fact is,
I appreciate your call, buddy. I don't mean to cut you off, but I am running late on an update. Feel free to deliver your huge opinion anytime you want to. Your thoughts on the cheating scandal, what baseball should have done, what they can do right now, what the Astros can do, what the players who have the immunity can do. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Callers online, North America will hear you next.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
Sunday on CBS, it's the AFC Championship featuring a matchup of two contrasting styles as Derrick Henry and the Titans head to Kansas City to face Mahomes and that seemingly unstoppable Chiefs offense, with the winner heading to the Super Bowl. And that's Super Bowl 54. It all begins with a special two-hour edition of the NFL Today, beginning at 1 Eastern on Sunday, 10 a.m. Pacific, only on CBS Television. I like the Titans and Henry in that one, and the Niners will obliterate the Packers. Sorry. Look at game 12, or week 12. Look at how good the Niners defense and what they did to Cook in Minnesota. They don't have a weakness. I'm telling you, that defense is as solid front to back as I've ever seen in the NFL when healthy. When healthy, and I'll use that. We're taking your reaction to the Astros cheating scandal, Cora getting let go in Boston, Beltran stepping down before he ever managed a game with the Mets. Accountability, man. And now, I don't know if you've missed the boat to do that. Just come clean. Your conscience, one of these players says, to heck with the Major League Baseball Players Association. I'm just going to say, look, it was wrong. I did it. Ask for an apology. We talked about Pettit when he came clean. McGuire came clean in the steroid era. Does anybody say, I think McGuire went back to work in baseball. I think Pettit did too with the Yankees in some capacity or someplace else. Once you come clean, we forgive. And we forget. We do. Not just in sports, in society. Own it and move on. You don't, it snowballs. And that's where this is going with baseball. It's not getting any better. It's not going to go away by the time they report pitchers and catchers here in, what, less than a month. So I'll take your feedback at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Out to Oregon we go. Matt, thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Huge. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening.
So I'm thinking that as soon as I heard about this scandal, my first thought was the World Series has to be vacated. And I kind of feel the same way about the Boston one, even though that's not the investigation isn't done yet. But I think you have to to vacate the championship because that's why they were doing what they were doing, to get the championship. So, number one, you got to take that away. Number two, I think with both the steroid scandal and this cheating scandal, until the big money contract can go completely away, those things are just going to continue to happen because it's fiscally smart. If I take steroids or if I'm stealing signs in an inappropriate way, I end up with a 7-year, $140 million contract. Well, if they ban me for 1 year, I'm only losing $20 million. I still got $120 million coming, so why wouldn't I do it? And then to your point about integrity, I'm a high school baseball coach, and my guys are definitely talking about this stuff. And to see people saying, oh, hey, it's okay, you know, to cross that line, you know, you're saying something to the younger people that I don't think we want to communicate to those people. So that's my take.
Well said. Good luck with your baseball team out in Oregon, man. Vacated titles. I was talking with Moriello and Grillo. They're producing the show back in New York City. And at the break, I said, all right, so it just happened in one of the Triple Crown races. I don't know, was it the Derby or was it Preakness or one of the races or Belmont? I forget. But if a horse, what was it? Was it Preakness? It was a Derby. Okay. So if a horse or a jockey bumps or cuts someone off or whatever the rules of thoroughbred horse racing are, well, the horse that is in second gets bumped up to first. They just don't leave a blank there on the board at the track or, you know, on your betting app. You know, this goes back to when Louisville, because of Patino and that mess, had to vacate the championship one against Michigan. I do a statewide afternoon show in the state of Michigan. I'm like, well, shouldn't Michigan get the banner? Shouldn't they bump up? Well, what's wrong if someone has to vacate a title because of cheating, that the team that worked their ass off the entire year isn't rewarded with it? Now, I'm talking when it gets to the championship, not the ALCS and you backtrack. And I'm saying when it's in the championship. So what's wrong with giving the Dodgers if the Astros cheated? I don't know why it's so sacred. Oh, you can't do that. You can't vacate. Pro sports never vacates anything. because it can't sell highlight videos or 20 years from now how great that team was. All right, so Olympic 100 meters, all right, coming up in Tokyo this summer. If somebody bumped or somehow cheated during the race, broke the rules, isn't the silver medalist bumped up? I don't think they stand there with an empty gold medal platform. I never understood that argument. Oh, you can't do that. They can't have it. No, Michigan can't have it. You know, Patino cheated. Let the players keep their rings, keep the trophy. Oh, wait, you got to vacate it. Okay, we're going to take down the banner. Really? So why can't the runner-up team get it? I've never understood that. 1-855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Gator Duke in Fort Lauderdale. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill, thanks for taking my call. I really believe in the purity of baseball. I love baseball. And if you go back 50, 60 years ago, you remember the story about Elston Howard rubbing his wedding ring to scratch up the ball for Whitey Ford? And then Whitey would throw the ball and it would drop off the face of the earth before it got to the hitter. It looked like a fastball and it just dropped. And then we had the grease ball era. Then, of course, what you talked about, the steroid era. You know, I don't know what to think of this, but, you know, I'm a believer in purifying the game. I'm fully aware of what goes on. But, you know, there's been cheating going on forever. And I think they should have kept this one under the rug and just told the teams, don't do this again. And here's another thing, Bill. If you now are a catcher in the major leagues, and I caught a little bit in high school, you need to change your signs. You just can't point a one down and go to your inside leg. You have to have a couple of signs where these people can't pick your signs up. Because, you know, we used to try to pick up signs in high school. I mean, you know, now they're going to have to pay a penalty. They're going to have to pay the price, Bill, but you know what? I mean, now catchers are going to have to be aware of this whole thing.
Thank you, Gator Duke. Appreciate you listening in Fort Lauderdale. When this story broke and then it was, oh, here comes Cora and he's going to get hammered, and there's the Apple Watch on, you know, video being sent, and I hardly heard about it. And I do a national show on Saturday night, statewide show in Michigan 5 days a week in the afternoon. I didn't even hear about that. And I agree with you, Gator Duke, that they should have kept it quiet. And I know fires went public, and they could have just said investigation's ongoing. Because by making Hinch and Luhnow sacrificial lambs, they open, and the players flat out have immunity. And he talked about, we didn't want to take the time, all the investigations. They should have, they would have been better off saying nothing. Because it wasn't like the fire story from November in The Athletic had a ton of legs. It didn't. And now look what they're dealing with. Let's go to Terry in Houston listening on AM 610 down in Texas. What Terry, I want to ask you, from Astros fans that you know in Houston, what do the majority feel about the players being immune and not accountable for this?
Well, to be honest, first of all, I'm not an Astros fan, but I've lived here for 40 years. But to be honest, and really honest, I've called people all over the country that I know, and their sentiment is the same. But the people here, they're just quiet. They're not talking about it at all. They won't even talk about, have a discussion with you about it. I was an umpire for 9 years, and I had the most truthful person in my life that I know of, besides my mother, tell me 25 years ago that if you're not, there's a saying in baseball and it goes from MLB down to Little League. And I said, yeah, what's that? And he said, well, the saying is if you're not cheating, you're not trying. But my opinion on all this is just like when I was growing up in the 60s, you know, if you did something wrong, you went to your parents immediately, because if they found out from you and not from someone else, the punishment wasn't near as bad. But in my view, cheating isn't winning. It's cheating. And they need to take that trophy, put it in the Hall of Fame with a big cheater sign underneath. Not with the Astros, because cheating is rampant. We all know that. Look at the Patriots. I mean, I'm not pointing fingers at one individual or one group, but cheating is prevalent everywhere. They need to make a statement. They need to draw a red line and say, this is unacceptable. And who I really feel sorry for the most is these high school and little league coaches that have to somehow now explain why the players aren't getting punished at all. So that's my feelings.
But thank you, Terry.
Talking about it.
Yeah, I appreciate your huge opinion in Houston, listening on AM 610. And the precedent now that Rob Manfred has set, that he just, by giving immunity through the Major League Baseball Players Association to the Astros players, you now have sent out an invitation for every player to cheat. Because if he cheats and he's bucking the system, look at the precedent. It's amazing. Let's go to Gary in San Diego, California. Thanks for the wait. And you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Thank you, Hugh. Nice for having you listen to me. And I like your show a lot. I listen to it every day.
Thank you.
What I don't understand is in sports, it's very hard to cheat in sports because you can only cheat probably in golf maybe. You know, you move the ball a little bit. But, I mean, I don't understand how the whole team can be in cahoots and all in – you know, they have to be in agreement saying, okay, we know we're doing wrong, we're cheating. And everybody in the Houston Astros organization went along with it. Because, I play sports my whole life. I play baseball, soccer. And if one of my teammates would say, hey, let's cheat and try to win this game, I would tell him, you know what, are you crazy, dude? I don't understand because, like the last caller said, cheating is not, it's not winning. Because you know yourself. You need not beat the guy if you cheat. I mean, that's dumb.
I know. Well, Gary, I got a roll, buddy. Hey, man, thanks for the call from San Diego. Appreciate you listening out in Southern California. One of my favorite cities in America, San Diego. Your thoughts on what baseball can do to stop the avalanche from media and the fans in regards to the Astros cheating scandal? Join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 and @SaturdayHuge on Twitter.